W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. In Nevada, tens of thousands of spectators finally allowed to leave the Burning Man Festival, where torrential rain left festival-goers stuck in the mud and unable to get out all weekend.
Those monsoonal rains changed everything, turning this lake bed into a mud pit that traps everything, RVs, shoes, people. But now the roads have dried out enough that that exodus has begun. It stretches across the horizon, trucks, RVs, bikes, cars. It's a mile and a half long.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Several court appearances today related to the January 6th insurrection. This afternoon, sentencing for former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, convicted of seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors are seeking 33 years. And former President Trump aide Peter Navarro goes on trial in federal court for failing to turn over documents and testify before the House January 6th committee. This is ABC News. Hot weather across the country, cutting the school day short today for millions of kids. Schools from Detroit to Philly being let out early with temperatures in the 90s, and many schools without air conditioning. Three people are missing in flooding in central Spain, at least three more killed. Madrid seeing its worst rainstorm since 1972. And a daring rescue in the treacherous conditions of Antarctica. ABC's Tom Rivers has the details from the Foreign Desk.
The weather cooperated and choppers from an icebreaker were employed to retrieve a man who had fallen ill from a remote research station. Rob Clifton from the Australian Antarctic Division.
The ship was able to launch two helicopters with a medical retrieval team, retrieve the unwell expeditioner from the station, and then return safely back to the ship.
The man's expected to arrive in Australia next week. Until then, he'll be cared for in the icebreaker's specially equipped medical facility. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
M1, ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Hour 2, Mino and the Mayor. You know, Mr. Mayor, you have a great career. You've had a great career. Your family legacy is in music, and you brag quite a bit about your singing exploits over the years. True. Yada, 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 yada. Yeah. And I've told you that I've had professional groups ask me to perform with them, and You don't believe that.
I don't at all.
All right.
That's well, great. Usually don't ask tone deaf people to join the chorus.
Maybe I'm not tone deaf. Maybe you are, and you don't hear it in my voice. What's there?
Okay,
so let's go to professional. Okay. Would you say somebody from one of the most popular bands in the entire Midwest, Big Mouth, would be a representative? That would be like in a trial where you bring on the expert witness.
Absolutely.
And it's not the type of thing where you have to pay. You know, because they pay those people. They make a lot of money. Those expert witnesses. Dennis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Dennis. Big Mouth.
Go ahead. Introduce Dennis.
Dennis plays with one of the premier bands in Wisconsin and probably the Midwest, Big Mouth. Played at my kid's wedding. Best $20,000 I ever spent. No, you didn't charge me that much. You were worth it, though. Big Mouth is, everybody knows Big Mouth. You're very active. You've got great harmony, great brass. Just everything about you is stellar. I cannot believe John said you invited him to sing with you. And why would you risk, 25 years of being the premier musician?
Because they want to take it to a new level.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. Dennis, go ahead, buddy. The floor is yours.
It's every gig that John shows up for.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first question. We don't even talk. Mm-mm. First question.
He asks.
What song are you going to sing tonight, John?
They ask me.
No, John asks you to sing with him.
Nope. Dennis, tell him.
Nope. It's us asking John every single time.
Why?
Because they recognize talent.
I'll buy the first answer. Why? Just why? Why?
Why? Sounded like Nancy Kerrigan. Why?
Why?
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Back. Okay. Why? Dennis, you have the stage.
It is. Have you heard it? Have you heard the voice of John Mino?
Yes, that's why the why. That's why the Nancy Kerrigan why.
They want me to do Sinatra songs.
I
can do Sinatra. Fly Me to the Moon. Are you kidding me? Summer Breeze.
The Way You Look Tonight.
The Way You Look Tonight.
He does Al Pacino pretty well, but Al Pacino.
No, I do Sinatra. Hey, Dennis, you guys were in Two Rivers this past week, weren't you?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, two weeks ago. Oh, okay. I know that was
a huge
thing, wasn't it?
It's the most beautiful setting. And then this last weekend, we were in Door County, too, and at the Alpine and Sister Bay. And
love that.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, And how is business? I know that COVID thing set you back a little bit. The wedding's back. You booked out again. I mean, you know, we planned our whole wedding around you.
Yeah, it seems everything's back. The winter is still quiet, and I think the thing that we miss the most is Jimmy C's, you know, playing there once a month. It was just such a great venue and a great place for friends to get together.
That used to be so much fun. Myself and my good buddy John, who's one of your great friends, spent many a night there watching you guys perform. It was just, it was phenomenal.
And you've taken that talent and not only shared it with, obviously, the state of Wisconsin for years, you teach as well. How's that going? You seen what is the interest in music? You got, it's so competitive now. There's every sport under the world and every chess club in German. And are kids still, like, you know, 40 years ago, interested in music?
I think so. You know, I think they love just love performing and just having a good time playing music. I think that, you know, that's one of the most important things we can teach.
Who puts together, and I've been there several times, I'm very fortunate to be there when you guys do the Denmark School Veterans Day ceremony. That is the best I've ever been to. And I don't mean to put down anybody else's, but for middle school especially, the way those kids get involved and the way they honor those veterans is amazing.
Yeah, our Denmark VFW and Legion are, you know, just amazing. We have a great partnership with the school with them, and it's such a great time to honor them. And it's just a really, the kids step up and do such a beautiful job with the program. It's just something that we're really proud of.
And the thing that's cool is all the kids get to honor their parents or whomever, brothers, sisters, whomever, they get to honor them at the same time, which is awesome.
Yeah, we do a slideshow at the end of the program, and you could hear a pin drop in the gym. It's just very moving.
Yep.
You know, that is so, I love hearing that because that's education. Yep. I mean, you want to learn, you know, the reading, writing, and all that, but boy, to engage them in the community with something that respectful and that important, I mean, you're making
a difference.
You are, and that's what kids need to learn. And you guys always turn out a good product out there, though. I mean, Denmark has always been a
very patriotic community.
Good school system, great parents, great families. So what do you have going on with Big Mouth besides taking the risk of bringing Mino on stage?
It's not a risk.
What?
It's money in the bank. Just saying.
Okay, back to our guest. Mm-hmm. When are you playing? When can I come and see you again?
About the Oktoberfest at the Lorelei on September 16th?
That is so crowded. I mean, I love it. I want to promote it. I mean, I can hear that from my house. I live in Astor Park, but that is a draw. I mean, that's going to be, I mean, right?
Right. One of the funnest gigs of the year.
That's awesome.
These guys turn that room around, and it's unbelievable.
I know. I've been to many of their gigs. Yes, it's unbelievable.
That is a good one.
I still say the best wedding reception I've ever been at was our friend John's about a month ago at the train depot or at the train museum.
Yeah, it was a blast.
That was fantastic.
You guys are so accommodating for weddings, for my kid's wedding. We were the first wedding at Titletown.
Oh, no kidding.
And they led downstairs, and everybody just followed them out.
Absolutely.
Outside, and then we shot off a bunch of fireworks.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
That was a good time.
Yeah. Did city pay for that?
He just doesn't let me go. I was the mayor then. I didn't get the permit.
Tax money in use. Dennis, listen, you guys have school starting today?
It's the first day today.
Okay, well, we'll let you go, buddy.
Yeah, you got to go teach. Yeah, I just want to thank you for what you're doing for students and for the community. And John just had to get you on to tell me that you actually invited him. Now, are you going to extend that invitation to his co-host?
No.
Anytime either of you guys want to sing, you know you're more than welcome.
Outstanding. I'm there. Thank you, my friend.
All right, have a good school year.
Big Mouth rocks. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, buddy.
Bye.
There you go.
He's a good guy.
Proof in the pudding.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a great guy. They're all good guys in that band. They're so personable with everybody. It's unbelievable.
And they have created a following, kind of like Glam Band is doing
now. It's almost
now,
like
right?
Cult.
It is. The people will go there. They just look at the schedule. That's what we're doing. We're going Sheboygan, or we're going to York County, Manitowoc.
My little cousin. They call him Jackie Sticks now, when he performed with them that night.
Yeah.
He's got a friend. He asked if there was a chance maybe she could get involved with something. She's been to 15 of their concerts this summer. 15!
That's a groupie.
That's a groupie.
Yeah, wow.
So that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. I, and it, that talent is all right here. You know, we don't have to go to Milwaukee to find this great talent. And you know, we talked a little bit about that the theater, but even the Dudley Birder program. And, you know, then you got Big Mouth Glam Band and so many. Shaker and the Egg was one of my favorites when I was mayor. I love those guys. There's just a lot of good music out there. And we as listeners and as residents need to support them as well.
No question.
You know? And,
well, they do. I mean, they've got such a following. They all. I think that's really cool. And they're just great guys. They're normal guys.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing worse than when you get to know, you know, there's a band and they're like middle of the road. But boy, they carry themselves like, we're too cool for that. We're too cool to. We're too cool to hang out with the people.
I don't think they last real long.
They don't. You're right.
You know what I mean?
There's got to be that likability factor, no matter how good they are.
So
until you make it real big, then you can. Then it's cool to be that way.
I don't know. So in the acting world, Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Nicest guy, shakes hands, meets with people, and 40. I mean, and everybody loves him.
Yeah.
But he's always. I don't think he ever got too big. You don't.
No. Seems
stories.
Like a good guy.
Right.
Seems like a totally good guy.
Right. And I think that people, at the end of the day, that means more to them than, you know, a really, really good concert. I mean, you want to see both. But
the most arrogant
support... big-time
actor I've ever met? Clint Eastwood.
Really?
Yeah, he's a jerk. He was. At least to me, he was. You know who else was? Paul Newman.
Yeah.
He interviewed him down at Elkhart Lake one time, and he wanted nothing to do with it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I kind of like his sound.
I love everything. I totally. I was Cool Hand Luke's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Right? Really?
Yeah. East Man of Night in the Box.
Night in the Box.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that because until today, kind of.
Who was yours?
Saw him.
Didn't you say, no, Travolta? Or no?
No, Travolta. Oh,
he was okay, right?
He was okay.
All right.
Jerry Lewis.
I've heard that from numerous people.
He was in Green Bay, you know.
God bless him for what he did with the telethon and raising lots and lots of money and a needed thing. But I've heard that from TV people that had to work with him on those. Tough guy to deal with.
Theater people.
Yeah.
Hotel people. You name it. It's just one after another.
Yeah.
And that's too bad that a guy that has that persona.
Yeah.
Of helping
being this
kids
funny,
and,
good, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And the French absolutely love the guy, but. Here in the States, I don't know if he treated them better, but no, he was at the Carlton West.
Yeah.
If you remember that place, but yeah, he was here and he.
I've heard that. Yeah.
<This guy. laughs> I don't want to say anything more.
No,
because you
know,
should talk about the death.
No, but I mean, I know a lot of people that worked in TV, that worked as telethons, and they all used to go to a convention somewhere. Maybe it was Vegas, and he was just strange. It was with all the people. That were hosting telethons. You're in the local markets.
Yeah.
And it was really bizarre, someone told me.
But we should talk about all the good, because like Sally was just on and Dennis. There's so many good people. But since we're Lou Rawls.
Okay.
He was here. He was not. And I was a lady
really?
Guy. Yeah, he wasn't very nice.
No
to
kidding.
Us. I didn't like him.
Who else? Give me some more.
Oh, there's a lot of good. The Oak Ridge Boys were great. The Mills Brothers were the best. You know, Frankie Avalon.
Good or bad?
Good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, he was good. He was good. Milton Berle was awesome.
Is that what you named your dog, Milton?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay.
A little bit.
Right,
I like Milton Berle. Rodney Dangerfield.
I could see him being that so good. Yeah. I could see that.
You know who wasn't
Well,
there?
I told you my worst one, Frank Gorshin.
But I don't know
Jason,
why.
Jason, remember Frank Gorshin?
Here's another guy that was...
Am I done? Can we go now?
The other guy that didn't have much to do, two people that didn't have much to do with Green Bay.
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
He took off, went to go dancing in Chicago, left here. That show's over at like 10:15.
I know. I went with him. We're going to set a quick break. Mind on the mayor, back after this.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with a high of 90. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 71. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. John's out. He's either in the bathroom or getting coffee, so you're going to listen to me for a minute. I want to thank our guests we had on so far today, with Dennis from Big Mouth, all the good he does out Denmark School District. And then, of course, we had Sally Kiefer, who is doing some fundraising for breast cancer awareness, especially October 5th, 6th, and 7th. She's got an event in De Pere on Reed Street, and we'll give you more information about that.
Not doing the dunk tank.
No, we're not doing the dunk tank. I almost
drowned in one once. Just saying.
You can't really drown in a dunk tank.
You can.
Well, if you wouldn't stand up, yeah, I guess you would. So, but
we'll find lots of other ways to raise money for wonderful cause.
Right. I'm sure they're serving food, John, and that's where we come in.
Absolutely.
So, although, I'm on my new diet.
Me too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I am. I'm feeling really good about it, too. And I know Wayne's coming in to give us some updates. And I'm making this afternoon, I just told Johnny, I'm making salsa because a lady dropped off a bunch of tomatoes. John's over at the scale right now. Now he's going, oh, that scale's no good. That thing's going to be recalibrated. John, the scale's the scale. That's one of the best scales made. What is it? See, did you hear that? Can you hear it that far away? Did you hear that? Ooh. You know, like, John, what's wrong with the scale today?
Huh?
What's wrong with the scale today?
Well, I'm wearing very heavy pants. These are heavy jeans. I don't know why I wear heavy jeans today, but they are. They're heavy jeans. That can happen, can't it, Sandra?
All right. Before we bring Sandra, one of our favorite guests, and we've been doing this for a few months now, and one of our favorite guests is Sandra Rank. Now, Sandra Rank, as many of you know, is one of the best realtors in Brown County, actually in Sturgeon Bay, too. But equally as important, probably more importantly, that is she's lived a life that none of us really want to. And she lost a son to some drug overdose. And we've talked about that, and we'll visit with that again with her and the efforts she's making toward that. But we also want to talk a little bit about the business side of Brown County, and that's real estate.
And both of us have our license.
Yes.
Johnny, we're just not making any money.
Johnny and I both have our real estate license, along with 2,100 other realtors.
2,700.
But they dropped, 200 dropped out, though, I heard. Oh, I read that.
I don't know the most recent count, but okay. People will be dropping for
it's
sure.
It's still okay. The old thing that somebody said one time, 20% make 80% of the sales or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. But
like,
yeah.
Yeah, agents drop out. Like, I think the statistic is over 90% of agents are gone within the first 2 years.
Really?
Yes.
So, wow. So 2,700 realtors.
Yes, in our R&W.
Unbelievable.
And how many houses did we, you know what I mean? I was looking at those numbers before you got here. I don't want to dwell on that. I just think people want to go with the best, and you're one of them. And thanks for coming in. How are we doing in real estate? I see that things are slowing down a little bit. Is that a true statement or is that not here?
Well, We only have a couple minutes, so I'm going to keep this.
You got lots of time.
I could talk for hours about this. So I would love to. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on.
Oh, yeah. We love you.
You know I love you guys. Like,
love having you.
And John really was on the scale, people. Like, literally was on the scale. Like, he did an oof.
Okay. You're right.
And he's
I was all excited. I was like, I think I've been losing weight. Okay. I thought I was going to be like, oh, yeah.
And Sandra, do you agree it was the jeans? I mean, come on. That's a pound, maybe?
It's legit. I did look at them and go, those are kind of heavy. He did take his shoes off. But now, hey, when you go to the doctors and you get weighed, for me, it's... Do I have boots on? How heavy are my shoes? How heavy is my jacket? Do I care enough to take it off?
I take my keys out of my pocket. I take my wallet out of my pocket.
Gets a haircut.
I do everything. That's no lie. The nurses actually even laugh at me when I go and do that.
Yeah. And their skills for sure are heavy.
One's heavy. No, it's this one's over.
I'm not getting on it.
Oh, it's... Oh, yeah, because you're...
Well, boy, we hate
you're up to 104 now?
Well, I was going to say, the thing does... Right.
Are you exactly the same size when you were like a diver? Were you a diver or a swimmer? I always get that wrong.
I swam and I was a diver. Okay. But I did not dive competitively. I did swim competitively, though.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But you don't have to tell me because it's unprofessional of men to ask women. But let me just ask it this way.
this is me you're talking to.
I know, but I just want to say, how do you... Are you close to your graduation weight...
Hell to the no.
Really?
No. I didn't weigh 100. When I graduated from high school, I didn't weigh 100 pounds.
Wow.
I was a teeny tiny.
But swimming burns off calories more than almost anything, right?
I think my energy burns off calories. Well,
that too. Yeah, I think. Okay.
How much more are you than when you... Well, you were 100 pounds. He was 100 pounds in high school. You were 103, right?
Yeah, you got a good memory, guy.
He was a mighty mite too. He still is.
I was a freshman though, not when I graduated, Johnny.
I am, okay, I'm not good at math, but I was 165 in high school.
It would be 100.
No, it would be, well, I'm 230.
Sassy.
230, all right, so that's 70.
So 65 pounds.
65 pounds.
Is that amazing?
It sneaks up on you.
I know.
But it totally does.
No, I said it when you come on, we'll have you on before that, but come December, you're going to say, you look great. I'm going to say, thank you, Sandra.
To me?
No, to me. All right.
Well,
I'm very excited
since
about
I'll
it.
Be here every week, I'll be keeping an eye on you.
Awesome. Love it.
I'll be holding you accountable.
As we got... Piles of M&Ms sitting in front of us.
Okay, so here's how I'm going to join you. I'm going to start working out because I don't work. I'm so busy, I don't work out.
Don't.
So that's my thing. That's
my thing.
We're going to give
in. We're going to give up.
That's not fair. That's totally
Johnny
unfair.
And I,
it's just being mean to us, don't you think, Jim?
Yes. No, you're
just,
not. No, you're
that's
not
just
on the
really
team.
Throwing in our faces.
You're not on the team.
Yeah, you're not on the team. Sorry. No girls allowed.
No way. No skinny girls allowed.
Wow, this is tough.
Anyway, tell us.
We're going to set a break in just a little bit. Go ahead.
All right. I want to talk about the real estate market. Are people still overpaying? Are they?
Nobody's overpaying. This is the market. This is the new normal.
But isn't real estate, should we put people in homes that are 25%?
If somebody's going to write out the check, you put them in the home.
No, I don't think so.
So are we going to break? Like, how much time do I have?
You can get it started. I just want to
get it started.
Okay, so the market right now is down, like this year over last year. Let's just start there, with an overall picture. The country is down about 30%. Our area is down 22% right now. And
30% is a lot.
But what's misleading about that is there is no inventory.
Yeah.
So if there were more inventory, we would probably not be down. But there really is so little inventory. So the market is down, but it's not down.
Okay, I want to talk to you about housing versus apartments. And are people, is their mindset different than when I was a person, like you had to own a house? It's just that was the American dream. Now, are people, just think about that, because there's a lot of apartments being built. And high-end apartments, too. Mm-hmm. You know, that
they ain't cheap.
They're a house.
We're going to send a real quick break. Back with more of this with Sandra Rank right after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. In Nevada, tens of thousands of spectators finally allowed to leave the Burning Man Festival, where torrential rain left festival goers stuck in the mud and unable to get out all weekend.
Those monsoonal rains changed everything, turning this lake bed into a mud pit that traps everything, RVs, shoes, people. But now the roads have dried out enough that exodus has begun. It stretches across the horizon, trucks, RVs, bikes, cars. It's a mile and a half long.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Several court appearances today related to the January 6th insurrection. This afternoon, sentencing for former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, convicted of seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors are seeking 33 years. And former President Trump aide Peter Navarro goes on trial in federal court for failing to turn over documents and testify before the House January 6th committee. This is ABC News.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Cephos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Babe, tomorrow's so far away. There's something I just have to say.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. Joining us, Sandra Rank from... What would be the official title? Sandra Rank?
Sandra Rank Real Estate.
There you go.
Right. But I work with Keller Williams.
Yes.
Right. They're my broker.
Yes. Right. So we were talking about something very interesting.
You're a broker.
I do not... I was a broker, and I let my broker's license go. I have no interest in being a broker.
I am a broker.
Good for you.
Only because... Why?
Because why?
Because nobody will hire him, so he can be his own boss and work for himself. Let's be honest.
John, that was a little quick, but that's the truth. I can do what I want when I want, you know? And I mean, the rules are the rules. I mean, I know what they are.
Why?
Anyway.
Back to that point.
That is so you, that statement.
I know it is. The rules are the rules, but.
They don't apply to me.
Why is inventory so historically low?
So that is decades in the making. So right now, like. Before you went to break, though, we talked about affordability of housing, right? So right now, last year, the average cost for a house in Brown County was $315. Right now, it's $356.
Wow.
Right. So what, and if you look at the interest rates, for every percent an interest rate goes up, it's an increase of 10% in payment. So if you look at young people today, and I'll use my example of my husband and I, the first house we bought. So this is one generation of change, right? This is, we bought our first house in the mid 90s. An 1800 square foot house on Alpine Drive. So yeah, not some great area, right?
I mean, like
not
that
not
area,
a bad area.
Though.
But, yeah, but it's a busy street. So
yeah,
1800 square feet, three bedroom, two and a half bath. That was $98,000. That house today would be 1600 square feet because people aren't buying the newer, building the newer ones at 18, and it would be 425. So
wow,
the affordability thing is interesting. And what's causing that, what's interesting about that fact is we still have so many sales because if you think about what's happening right now in history, right? The greatest transfer of wealth in the history of ever with the baby boomers. So what you're seeing is people, families that can help their kids, those are the ones that are getting the houses because the younger people, if you think childcare is like typically a third.
Crazy.
A cost of a car is a lot more. Just everyday living. Now the interest rates are going up and houses are going up. So affordability.
Where do you get that down payment?
Right.
That 20%.
Is challenging. Hence all the apartments. But what is interesting about that is apartments don't help people create wealth.
Right. Well, no equity.
So, I mean, owning real estate is one of the oldest and truest ways to build equity. Now, back to your point of someone made earlier, who are we overpaying? That's, well, first of all, nobody can say that definitively, right? Because things happen that we could never predict. But right now, that low inventory crunch is decades, has been decades in the making. Ever since we had the 2007 crash, banks don't lend as much for builders, subdivisions. So enough is not being built to keep up with the population. And right now, what we have happening across the country, and I'm interested to see like what happens with this in a little bit, the next couple of months here, but they call it the Great Migration because people can work from almost literally
sure,
anywhere. So one of the big impediments.
Look at the building across the street from us here.
Well,
perfect example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the impediments for moving to Green Bay has always been lack of a job. That has always been a stumbling block for us. Now that's removed. So like our business last year, we had probably five people from Colorado. We had a person from Washington, D.C., Florida, Washington, the state of Washington moving here, not because they're from here, not because they know someone, because of affordability, safety, and oddly enough, climate change. And these are people in their 30s. So you have a lot of moving going on right now. And when they come here, they look at our housing and think, my God, it almost feels like it's free to them because it's so affordable. If you're from here, it feels like it's really expensive. So there's a couple of things going
on. Wow, interesting.
Okay. That's interesting on the down payment. Now, I don't want to, people can do what they want with their money. I don't know that that's, that I will tell you, I was with some friends this weekend. We're all the same age and we all have kids relatively mm-hmm. the same age. And we were talking about, you know, some of these people inherited money from their parents. I won't. And I don't, I have zero desire to leave money to my kids, and they know that, and they're like, that's fine, spend it, because I think we've given a lot to our kids, right? Education and mm-hmm. whatever, safety and a good neighborhood. But this transfer of wealth, that's almost not fair, right? Because it's how do I want to say this, it's really not the kids' money, but it's a transfer of wealth, right? It's these baby boomers, their parents are dying and they're leaving them a lot of money. And God bless those parents for leaving their kids money. And some of them, it was a priority for them. Johnny, are you going to get a couple hundred grand out of this? I mean, I just think,
no.
Neither am
I. For my parents, well, they've been gone for a lot of years. But
what I'm saying is
that's a philosophical thing.
It is. You're right. We should talk about real estate.
Okay, can I just say one thing, though? The one thing that in my family, I don't want to say destroyed their inheritance or everything good, but my family, you know, seven kids. You know,
right.
Dad, iron ore miner and everything, you know, growing up in a small town, and they saved everything. I mean, they saved. They're people of the Depression and everything like that. But the thing that was really sad to see is all that savings, you know where that went? To an assisted living home.
That is true.
It was mind-boggling. People have no idea how your fortune or whatever you want to call it can evaporate in assisted living homes.
Oh, the spend downs.
But here's the interesting thing about that generation, because I have a wide variety of clients. Many people that were like that generation, they want to pay for their care because they're like, you know what? We can afford it. We want to pay for it. We don't want someone else paying
for
our care.
Yeah, I understand. I know. Yeah. But back to the
wealth thing. So here's the thing that I notice. If you look at people that are in their 80s and 90s, those people save.
Yep. Right.
They gave when they died, their kids inherited the money. And so that's happening right now. So the kids that are inheriting the money are in their 60s. And the big difference between the 60-year-old and the 80-year-old is this. The 60-year-old is like, they're most likely pretty set because they've been working their whole life. What they're doing is they're helping their kids while they're alive. So they don't want to be like, hey, most of them don't want to give their kids money when they die. They're helping them with education, with, you know, helping with down payment assistance. So the money is like almost skipping a generation to the 20, 30, 40-year-olds.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Help them
so
now.
That's what we're seeing.
Instead of leaving them a nest egg right. When you're dead, watch them enjoy it and help them with their house.
When it makes a difference in their life.
Right.
Yeah. And they could see it too. Yeah. Right. Let me ask you this quick question. I just had the tip of my tongue. Is it still, okay, because you asked about overpaying. So I guess what I'm saying is, and I got my appraisal for our house in Manitowoc. It was like shocking how much it went up just for no reason. But
There is a reason. There's not no reason.
Okay. But let me just ask you this then. There was always, and again, when I got out of college, interest rates were 14%, which was just ridiculous trying to get a house at that time. But
can I say something about interest rates? Okay. So with interest rates right now, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that made me go, People are like right now are like, oh my gosh, the interest rates are 7%. In the history of time, that isn't high. But what the article was talking about that I thought, whoa, because I do believe with the election year up coming up, the interest rates will come down because of this. Right now, 42% of the country has no mortgage. So that means the rest have a mortgage. 90% of those people have an interest rate under 6%. So what's happening is, even if people wanted to move, they're kind of stuck because they can't afford to move. And that's locking up inventory massively. So for what changes that is if the interest rates come down into the fives. I think if they come into the fives, people will be like, okay, let's make a move. But what this article talked about, and I kind of follow what the Wall Street Journal says because they usually are right on, they said, are we headed into a higher interest rate period because there's so much debt to pay down? And that is a way to gather money to pay down the debt. So I was like, wow, you can never time the market, right?
Right.
So you can't, I hope people aren't thinking, well, those come down. If they come down, you can always renegotiate, you know, you can refinance. But what is happening right now is the days on market are going up a little bit because instead of there being, I'll make up a number, 10 people going for a house, there's 3 people going for a house.
You know, I've noticed that because if anybody's in real estate, whenever you see a for sale sign, you kind of keep an eye on it every time you go past there to see them. And I've actually noticed that. Mm-hmm. It's like there's this one house in Manitowoc that when I was in real estate would have had 8 offers probably within 2 days. And it lasted about 2.5 weeks.
Which is still crazy fast.
But compared to the way it was,
right,
was ridiculous. But here's the thing I'm getting at, Sandy. With some of those people, or Sandra, but some of those people, you know, those young buyers, potential buyers I was dealing with, you know, they'd be, you know, I'd say, man, you got to go to your bank. You got to see pre-approved, blah, blah,
number
blah.
Number one.
Don't waste your time looking at a house if you're not pre-approved, okay?
Correct.
So then they'd be pre-approved for like 175 maybe, you know, something just starter home. And, you know, those houses were going for $225.
Yep.
So is it worth it for somebody like that to try, you know, go to mom and dad or somebody to help try to swing that deal? Is that still a good investment to pay so much more than like you, me, and Jim, or people that have been in real estate, we've been into, you know, 1,000 houses where you say, well, and I hate to use the word, is it worth it? But just that, you know what I'm saying? It just seems like you're really,
when you own a house, you're paying yourself. Right.
Okay.
When you own a house, you're investing in yourself. When you are renting, you're paying someone else's mortgage.
Right.
That is an age old fact. The question you have to ask yourself is if can you afford it?
That's
you
what I mean.
You never want to be house broke. But
yeah. I think that's a good point. I think some people look at the mortgage payment. So I am working with somebody who does very high end apartments, and we like people to make 3 times what the rent is per month. So if it's $3,000 a month, they make $9,000 a month, right? So $100,000, which people make that, right? I mean, a lot of people make that. You're right. Now, a house, you got the house payment, but of course, where I live, but these houses are money pits. I mean, there's so much more to a house than the mortgage payment. There's
property taxes in some areas around here where we were in Ledgeview. I mean, that was crazy.
But Johnny, you're right. That's the $5,000 in property taxes
that you don't
taxes.
Think about.
But what about the roof and the furnace? Yeah.
Well, here's
expensive.
To that point.
Windows and doors that we talk about with
Unless
Pella.
You get the special deal with Pella.
Right.
Well, good plug. Pella. We love Pella.
We do, right?
I love Pella. I love that family. They are just.
The Calliwerts are great.
They're phenomenal.
Their products are great.
Yes.
The installation. And we. Yep.
They're good people.
You've been at my house. John hasn't. But
you've been at his house?
I've been at his house to pick up literature
to
go campaign for him.
All right.
But I've not been at a function.
Join the club.
I've been there to help.
Jason, been at a function over there?
No, I've never been there.
No, anyway,
not even invited.
Back, me neither.
Nope. Sort of.
Back
kinda,
to.
Never.
Back to.
Or if you were picking up literature, maybe you would have been invited. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
if I wanted to campaign for him, I'd have been in.
You all would have been invited.
Hey, come on over.
But if people can discipline themselves to take money and invest it to build equity.
Here's the thing. But I'm backing up the bus a little bit on that. The inspections, money pits, right? So right now with houses under 300,000, you really can't write with an inspection. So you have to, you can, but you're not going to get the house.
Right.
So that is where you need to work with a really good agent who knows what they're doing, what they're looking at. Bring the right people in the first time you go in that house. So
can
that
you
know
ever
what
recommend
you're
to a buyer to not have an inspection contingency?
Legally, an agent cannot do that.
That's what I thought.
Legally, you cannot do that.
Off to the side, can you do it?
Well, the facts are the facts, right? If you write on it with an inspection, you're not going to probably get the house.
I know.
So you have to, it's tricky. You have to weigh what's important to you, but you have to be able to afford to own the home.
Right.
Because it's getting the house is one thing, but maintaining it, taking care of it is another thing.
I don't think a lot of realtors explain that. I'm not kidding. Sandra, you do. But houses are expensive. Everybody's like, oh, God, I'd love to live in Astor Park. Those are, and they're great houses, but they are money pit. I'm telling you,
character home owners are their own breed because you're always doing something.
Always.
You always are. And it's getting harder to find people that know how to do that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. But it's great. I'm shocked at the number you just gave us. 42% of the people are mortgage free?
Yes, in this country.
Wow.
That's a fact.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
They have, wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And back in the day, my parents had mortgage burning parties where you just make a copy of your mortgage and you burn it and have like a corn roast and stuff.
I've heard of those.
And I wanted to do that. My wife's like, nah, we're not doing that. It's bragging. I think that's a real accomplishment to pay off your home.
Far be it from the mayor to brag. Well, all right, we're going to send a quick break back right after this.
And City Deck Landing residents. Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouth-watering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee at City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 90. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 71. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, highs around 79. Overcast skies. Temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here with Sandra Rank. Sandra Rank Realty. This is so fascinating talking about this, even in the during the commercial break. This is what we talked about a bunch. And Jim, you came up with a really good question.
Well, we talk about just the changing real estate. I mean, everything you pick up, Wall Street Journal, even, you know, the Press Gazette, anything. It's real estate, and supply. And but there's young people that want a home, right? They want a dog. They want kids. And then they should, right?
Well, it's the American dream, right?
Yeah. Right. And I still believe that it is. And even a starter home. But these starter homes, we've been talking about some parts of the city of Green Bay that were not that long ago $90,000 homes. They were small, and it was a so-so, it was a decent neighborhood, but those are now $200,000. What does someone do? They're out of college. You may have $20,000 of debt. You're both working, but where are you going to get $40,000 for a down payment?
You're going to save, and you might have to work a couple of jobs, just like
old school.
I mean, some stuff doesn't change. Money doesn't grow on trees for anybody. So if you want something, first of all, you have to realize why you want it. Like, I think they have to understand, why do you want a house? Like, financially, there are a lot of reasons to own a house. And is it the season in your life to own a house? So when you decide that you want one, you start saving. You cut down on things that aren't necessary. It's the old school formula. Maybe you work a couple jobs. There's no other way around it.
I agree.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
It's almost reassuring to know if that still applies. Well, because then anybody do it. Yeah, it's not right? Like, oh, you must have a parent give you.
And you also have a realistic picture of what you can afford. Just because your parents have whatever house and they're 60 or 40, 50, 60, doesn't mean you slide in at that slot. You got to work your way up. I mean, you don't start with a big, giant house unless you have a big, giant income. Yeah. And have your sights and your expectations realistic. And then learn how to do home repair. And know you need to change your furnace filter. Know what a sub pump is. Educate yourself about a house.
That is true, because there are so many times, and we've all been through this when... And I know I've got some really great friends that were home inspectors, and a lot of them have gotten out of that business, to be honest with you.
Well, because of liability.
Because of liability. That's exactly correct. But you'd be walking around with some of the people, you know, the potential or the buyers, and the worst thing, and a lot of times, I'll be honest, was if, like, the wife's dad.
Oh, my, the parent.
Yes. Came around where he'd find these things, and it would drive the inspector crazy at times.
When we go to inspections and the parents show up, they're
yeah, exactly. But the fact of the matter is, it's surprising how little a lot of these first time buyers know about how a house works. Isn't
right.
it though?
Right.
You know, compared to like maybe the old days where dad did everything and showed you how to do that stuff.
What the key, dad showed you and you learned, not dad just did it for you.
Right, exactly.
So there are books you can go to Barnes & Noble and get how to own a home. Like, it's a book.
Yeah.
Sandra, what about, are you familiar with like NeighborWorks? There is some assistance out there, isn't there, for first time home buyers?
I'm not familiar with all the programs. There are a number of programs. That's why talking with your lender, step number one. Because they are aware of all of the different programs that might be a huge benefit for you.
For a veteran or for a first-time home buyer.
There are a number of them.
Somebody, okay. That's important that people don't give up. I don't want anyone, because it's scary when you read the paper, right? I'll never be able to afford this.
I feel like the papers, or not just media in general, like when you say the market's down 30%, that sounds alarming. Because people, I get asked the question, oh my God, it's a housing bust. It's 2007 all over again. I'm like, no, it's not, because people have so much equity in their houses.
Right.
And we just don't have any houses for sale.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't see how we get out of this until we get back into lower interest rate territory.
What are people looking for, though, Sandra, in houses? Are people doing this mother-in-law room? I mean, that scares me to, you know, that they, well, where it's like the extended family. Okay. I know some cultures are right. big. They've never changed, but.
So affordability is going to drive multi-generational living. So when I was campaigning for the last mayor race, I got the list of people that were living in these houses. And I'm like, there's no way all these people are living in this house. I mean,
voters, what? So they're over 18, right?
Yeah, right. Sure enough, they were. It was the grandparents. Sometimes it was the grandparents and the grandchildren. Sometimes it was the grandparents, right. All three generations. Housing, the cost of it is going to have people living at home longer. I heard an average stat that, this is interesting, a good question for you guys. What is the average age of the American person, citizen, before they leave home?
23.
Average,
34. Wow!
Average
Not
age.
Not in my house.
Average, average age before they're adulting independently, 36.
Holy
so
cow.
So people are going to be home longer because it's going to take longer for them to get going.
To build up and everything.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's already happening.
There's, I just had, you know, read something on this, families living together, extended families, yep. Right? And you're saying that's being driven because of the cost of housing, yes. Not so much this love of family.
No. I shouldn't say that. I said that too quickly.
Yeah.
I think it's functionality.
Okay.
Can I just ask this? So was it a perfect storm over the last few years of COVID, the supply chain for builders, lack of talented, you know, construction people? A lot of people just aren't going into that business. I mean, has this been kind of a perfect storm to put us where we are?
I think it was a perfect storm in the making. But what COVID did to make that go on fire was it two things. It changed what people wanted in their house. Because before COVID, nobody was home. Everybody was like running the kids here. I mean, they were like barely home. They wanted a super small home, a super small yard. Nobody was home.
No maintenance, no whatever. Yeah.
COVID changed that. They were like, and it, we'll probably get it. I mean, likely that something like that might happen again. So people are like, okay, we need more space, more yard in case we just need to be home. That was one thing. But the biggest thing it did is it changed how people work. So it opened up, that's why they call it, the term is the Great Migration, because it changed how we work. Now with people, with businesses calling people back to work, like right now, like in the next couple of months, we'll see how that works, because younger people, they want a hybrid. They don't want to be back in the office.
Right. So they want a home that has a really high-end home office. It's
not high-end, but they need more spaces.
Right.
If they're all going to be home, they want places where the kids can be, where the adults can be.
Right.
Like a dedicated spot.
That's what I meant, not high-end.
Change what kind of houses that what we want.
And didn't a lot of people get into pets?
Pets are a big thing. Pets were always a big thing.
Okay. But COVID, though, I think brought people because we're home. Let's get a... Pets are great.
Okay, we've got 1 minute to go.
All right.
Sandra, take 60 seconds. Tell us, for somebody looking to buy a home, somebody thinking about selling their home, tell us where we're at right now in this part of the century.
I think if you're looking or if you're thinking about real estate, the number one thing that you need to do is find a really good agent. Because you can go solo, rogue, and mess it up entirely. Yeah. That is my best advice.
It's a minefield.
People have no idea what they don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know. And pick an agent that has seen a thing or two. Most agents have been in the business 2 years or less. They don't even know how to do an inspection because they never had to do them.
Yeah.
They don't know how to negotiate them. They don't know how to negotiate because they've never had to negotiate.
And then a good bank. Talk to a bank. I want to mention that again. Talk to a bank before you start writing offers.
Number one step.
I spent three months trying to figure out lockboxes. Sandra Ring, thank you so much. This has been phenomenal. We want to see you every week.
Every Tuesday.
All right.
Let's do that.
We're on. Woo!
We're out of time. Thank you, everybody. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
Thank you.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.